Right, Emmanuel, of course, we are very much in election mode. I saw Kush on her feet in the debating chamber just yesterday. We've got a 10-week block here, and challengingly as well, we're witnessing a lot of legislation that has been waiting to be enacted, getting rammed through, if you will, through the parliament. Kush, thanks very much for joining us again. Tēnā koe.
Koutou, yes, Dale, after an awesome 2 weeks traversing Ikaroa Rāwhiti, it feels like I've come back to a bit of a circus here at Parliament.
Well, why so? It is a bit of a circus most of the time, but anyway, it's where the heavy hitting gets done. Sadly for our people, we find that we are, again, part of the political football, it would seem, and treaty principles again rearing its head as this mob tries to kick Māori rights into touch. Bring us up to speed with some of the work in the House, please, before we get into some of the work around your electorate.
Well, I mean, you're talking about treaty principles. That's a really, you've hit the nail on the head, Dale, with this them removing Mana Whakahono Arohe agreements. That's exactly what that is. You know, the treaty principles bill failed overwhelmingly, and now this coalition, instead of focusing on what really matters to Aotearoa, to the families that we all represent, they're still going around back doors trying to discredit the treaty and iwi crown relations. And that is what Mana Whakahono Arohe. And what so is, it was so disappointing yesterday to hear Chris Bishop say, oh no, you know, we encourage councils to still, I can't remember his exact words, but basically saying encourage iwi participation. Move on, please. This is about partnership and acknowledging the value that iwi as kaitiaki play in council decisions. And what an overreach. Councils were appreciating this and trying to embed these agreements to make sure those relationships remained, and this government has chosen to overreach and cancel them.
And again, advocating for what could only be described, therefore, as a Eurocentric local government model. I mean, many of the councillors, as you've touched on, have appreciated the mātauranga behind our input to decision-making around those council tables, to have them not just dismissed but booted away through this Mana Whakahono Arohe legislation. Once it comfortably with councillors right across the country, there'll be some rednecks who will think, oh yeah, good job. But most of those around the council tables are a bit more level-headed than that. What's the ultimate impact, do you think?
Oh, I think the impact will be, I think we've seen, as you've just said, the inclination of most councils to respect and honour those relationships. So I think sadly what we're doing is just creating more work for councils to find loopholes about how they can make this happen. You know, they may not be written into their constitutions or written into legislation at the moment. They will be returned when Labor are back in government. But I think it's just creating more work for councils when, on top of that, they're already trying to figure their way around the Head Start amalgamation options.
Okay, that's in the House. You've just been around the electorate, and obviously the big ticket items, the cost of living, jobs, regional development, health, community resilience, etc. Let's start also with the voting and how important it is to be registered, bearing in mind there have been changes that will not allow people to register close to election day or even on it. With the election getting closer, what messages do you have for Māori who at the moment are unenrolled, especially our rangatahi who have never enrolled?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I've been sharing with whānau, this is the only way we can change a government is actually with whānau being enrolled and voting. And, you know, we've got, what, how many days? It's just a matter of days now until the cutoff to transfer to the Māori role. August the 6th is the cutoff, whānau. But the big message is enroll, period. You know, just so long as you're going, that's your ultimate act of mana motuhake, is to voice your vote for the government you want running this country and for the voice you want to represent you. I have had a couple of disturbing conversations and phone calls over the last couple of days, Dale, about some misinformation out there about some Actually, people being told that only a representative from the Electoral Commission can enrol them. That is not true. If there is a community or iwi organisation out there offering support to enrol you, whānau, take up that support. That is fully legal and fully allowed. The other disturbing or concerning conversation I've had is from people, often we get our information and if it's correct, you do nothing. Well, someone who's affiliated with Parliament actually did nothing and was removed from the role. So we really have to be vigilant, whānau. I'm not saying any of this is, a tactic or anything, but it is happening. So even if you have been enrolled and voted in the last election, you have to be vigilant and check to ensure you are still on the roll.
Tēnā koe, when you travelled the last couple of weeks across your vast electorate, what were the overriding concerns of the people you spoke with and met with?
You've mentioned, of course, the cost of living is the number one in households, housing, employment, health. But really, what struck me this time, Dale, was people feeling silenced, people feeling sidelined. And I'm not just talking about Māori, I'm talking about communities in general. So, the overarching themes, while yes, there's just such amazing things going on, like solar panel technology pioneering, people talking about amazing land transition ideas, tiaki wai. The overwhelming thing is they're just not being heard. They feel sidelined. And last night, for example, went to a hui in Carterton with iwi, Māori Partnership Board representatives from Ikaroa. And just, what, first of all, being completely downgraded from the original purpose for which they were established, to be, having the ear of the minister to now having the ear of an advisory board, so two notches down, let's say, from the minister. That's insulting. That's absolutely watered down. But, talking about some of the hoops they're having to jump through regarding funding and also trying to figure out redefining what their purpose is. And again, that comes down to voices being diluted and sidelined.
I spoke with Chris Hipkins yesterday too. He was very pleased with the announcements made so far. There'll be more to come, of course, as we build up to November. But we really are in election mode. Again, remind us of the challenges you face, because when we think of your electorate, we tend to think of the East Coast, State Highway 35, Tolaga Bay through to Ruatoria and around that area. But yours also encapsulates urban voters as well. It's one of the most challenging electorates. Are you finding differing attitudes as you travel between, say, the top of your electorate or down? Once you, some people see top and bottom a bit different, but one end of your electorate to the other.
Well, that's right, Dale. So, we've got the Hutt Valley up, the Hutt Wainuiomata, Masterton, the Wairarapa, Kahungunu, Hawke's Bay, Kahungunu Ki Wairua, and as you've said, up home, Gizzy and the coast. So, very different environments, but the same issues, just they're challenged in different ways by them. But that's why it's so important for me to have such a good team. So I've got a team based from Wainuiomata whose services all the way up to the Wairarapa, then someone in Here Taonga whose services Woodville to Wairua, Meripoatu in Gisborne, and then someone based on the coast. So that I've got eyes and ears on the ground every day, and people have direct access to me and direct access to the help they need navigating government services. So is it a challenge? Of course it is, geographically. Most of it has to be driven because, there's not direct flights here, there and everywhere. But that is the reality at the moment. And I suppose that's one of the, like I said earlier, whichever role people decide to go on, kei a rātou te mana. But if people want Māori electorates to get made geographically smaller, that's one of the ways we can do it.
Thanks very much.
It's by getting on the Māori roll.
Well and truly into electioneering mode. We've got all of the corridor from New Zealand First, about $1 billion worth of exploratory money. I don't know where they're getting it from, but there are a lot of parties promising a lot of things. And it just seems that often they're just throwing wish lists into the air. But when they talk about those exploratory ambitions, your coastline certainly isn't buffered from the potential realities. What do you think about exploring for fossil fuels, say, off the east coast or right down that side of Te Kau Maui?
Oh, I mean, you know, been there, done that. And we're very fortunate in the Labor Party to have Megan Woods as our energy spokesperson, who understands the history and understands, Dale, that even when they were exploring, they were not finding new sources. Let's get with the program. You've talked about my region, the Tairawhiti. Let's harness the cheapest energy in the world that we're renowned for bringing to the world every day, and let's look into renewables. And so that's why people are actually really excited, as am I, about our solar announcement, Dale, because that's one of the things that is not only good for our taiao, but it's good for people's back pockets, and it just makes absolute common sense to be harnessing renewable energy here in Aotearoa, and harnessing it in a way that renters can access, everyone can access. You know, papakainga could be eligible to apply for the fund to get a battery to provide their own power going into the future.
Always good catching up with you, Kush. Have a good week. We'll talk again next. Mauri ora, kia koe.
Kia koe hoki, kia koutou katoa.
Kia ora, that's Kusha Tungai Emmanuel. A big job, a big electorate, but a big heart as well. So she'll feature big time come November 7, no doubt about it.